Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas woman has been convicted of intentionally shoving a man into traffic, causing his death. Now a punishment hearing is underway for 30-year-old Quantara Melton. Police say Melton pushed 52-year-old Connolly Klein in front of a car in October of last year as they walked along Skillman near Royal. A dog attack that put a South Oak Cliff woman in the hospital last month leads to a felony indictment. KRLD's LP Phillips says it's also led to more code enforcement.
44-year-old Martha Yazgizlira faces a charge for her animal's attack. Police say on November 15th, her three pit bulls were roaming the neighborhood near Beckley Heights Park when they attacked a woman who was out walking. That woman had to be hospitalized. Neighbors complained that dogs routinely roamed that neighborhood. Now, Dawn Anderson, who lives near where the attack happened, said the city has been scooping up animals running free.
It's about time that they're taking it serious. But it's sad to see that somebody had to get hurt for them to go above and do what they're supposed to actually do with their job.
She says a code enforcement officer even knocked on her door asking if she owned dogs, something she has welcomed. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man arrested for murder in Los Angeles has ties to Fort Worth. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
64-year-old Horace Valtz Jr. was arrested in Los Angeles last month in connection with a pair of murders from the 1980s. The Los Angeles Times reports detectives used genealogy to solve the cold case killings. The Star-Telegram reports Valtz has ties to Fort Worth in the vicinity dating back to 2012, living on Stonehill Drive in Justin for a period of time. Fort Worth police want to hear from anyone who may have had contact with Valtz during his time in North Texas. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The House Judiciary Committee today voted to approve two articles of impeachment against President Trump. The committee voted along party lines to approve charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Republicans were highly critical of the entire process following the vote, including Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert.
There was an abuse of power at the Department of Justice. There was an abuse of power at the FBI. There was an abuse of power at the FISA court. There was abuse of power in our intel community. There was abuse of power. Even DOD was paying money to help set up the president.
The full House is expected to vote and approve the impeachment charges at some point next week, setting up a trial in the Senate. As the flu continues to spread across Texas, it's not influenza A we're dealing with right now, but rather its sibling strain, influenza B. Michelle Cortez is with Bloomberg.
It is a case of good news and bad news. If influenza B is the influenza that tends to remain throughout the entire season, that means it's probably going to be a mild season. We're not going to have as many people die from influenza. B tends to mutate less quickly, and so that means our vaccines are generally more effective against influenza B.
On the downside, influenza B tends to affect more children. You can hear the full interview at KRLD.com. Arlington is expecting more than 12,000 people to line the streets of downtown for its holiday lights parade tomorrow, then thousands more for its Christmas tree lighting. Casey Slauson is the general manager of the Mellow Mushroom. He says downtown Arlington has become much busier over the past 10 years, and he's glad for the business.
We're slowly seeing an increase, and especially the more and more UTA students that they're getting in, you know, all the 101 Center Street and, you know, the apartments that they're putting up and stuff, so just bringing more and more people down, and we're really feeling the effect of it.
Arlington has a new 65-foot artificial tree this year. The city will hold the parade, light the tree, and then show the movie The Santa Claus tomorrow at Levitt Pavilion. The Cowboys want better defensive execution this weekend against the Rams.
The Cowboys feel that they must tackle better, but head coach Jason Garrett said that doesn't just entail bringing down the guy with the ball.
Tackling goes so far beyond just the physical art of tackling the individual. It's how you are. It's how you get lined up, your alignment, understanding your assignment, the technique you use, understanding where your keys are to get yourself in the right position, the angles you take to the ball.
Sunday, the Cowboys will try to stop a Rams offense that has been better lately at 3:25 at AT&T Stadium. Coverage on 105.3 The Fan will begin at 12:30. David Burrell, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The state semifinal games continue tonight at high school football. Get the full preview and podcast at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.